You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to the Intuitive Strength Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. I took a short hiatus over the last few weeks to be on military orders for one, and to take a mental break, but I am back, and this is going to be a little bit more of an informal episode, a little bit about what I have planned coming up, a little bit about the podcast and what I plan to do with the podcast moving forward, and then just answering a few questions that I got from Instagram about lifting weights, which I felt were appropriate to answer on the show. So if you're new here and you haven't subscribed already, be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening or tuning in to this episode. It does help more people discover the show, discover the podcast. And if you want to share the podcast with someone that you know that is interested in learning more about lifting weights, nutrition, mindset, things like that for women, definitely be sure to share the podcast with them. All right, so like I said, I did take a few weeks off of recording. I just needed a little bit of a mental break from recording and uploading every week. It is a big undertaking doing a podcast, so I just needed to step away for a few weeks. And I was also on military orders as well, so it just kind of worked out to where I was away. So I was like, okay, it doesn't make sense. I probably could have recorded in my room if I wanted to, but I decided to take that time to just take a mental break. Moving forward with the podcast, I do see myself recording a batch of episodes and then maybe taking a break. So kind of like mini seasons, I guess you can say, in terms of episodes, because I do like having a break in there every once in a while. Just it's just good for my mental my mental health, my mental clarity. So you may see more of that in the future, where I will record like 3 or 4 episodes and then kind of disappear for a few weeks, but I will do my best to let you know when that happens, when I plan on stepping away, so that you're not anticipating an episode for the following week and then don't get one. But if you are on my newsletter, my email newsletter, I do pretty regularly send out information via email too. So on those weeks that I am not recording or don't have a new episode, I may still send out information or like helpful things in terms of like helping you lift better, move better, feel better. So if you're not on the newsletter, definitely make sure that you are. I will put a link below. There will be a link below about what I've got coming down the pipeline. So as long as you sign up for that, for the wait list, you will definitely be added to my email list. Okay, so that's kind of like an update on the episode or on the podcast. And the next thing I wanted to get into addressing was a few questions that I got on Instagram just over the few weeks. There's only a few of them, but I figured it was appropriate to answer the questions on the podcast because that's what I talk about on the podcast. So the first one was, is our full body workouts or split routine workouts better? So like, the question was, which ones are better? And my answer to that is it's really going to depend on you. A lot of my answers when it comes to fitness and nutrition is it really depends on you. Fitness is a very individualized thing. It's very dependent on a lot of factors. It's dependent on how your body responds to certain things, right? So it's really going to depend on you. Now, I can tell you my opinion from a logistical standpoint and what I think is best, how to best spend your time in the gym. And what I've seen over my last 9 years of coaching, doing personal training, online coaching, all those things. So what I've seen personally is that most women have anywhere from 2 to 4 times per week to train or to work out. So what I find is that full body focused strength workouts usually work best for people who have that amount of time. You are able to hit multiple muscle groups, all of the major compound lifts within that 2 to 3 or 2 to 4 day per week time frame. So you're covering all your bases. You're probably hitting those muscle groups multiple times per week. So you're probably getting the most training efficiency out of doing full body focused workouts. I fall under this category. So I usually train anywhere from 2 to 4 times per week, but on average it's like 3 to 4. On a really good week, I can get to the gym and get a lifting session in 4 times a week, but usually it's like 3. Is what I'm most weeks am hitting, right? That's what I'm getting at. So for most women, like I said, you're probably going to do better with the full body workouts, because if you do miss a day, or if you have to miss a day for whatever reason, you still have 1 or 2 sessions under your belt versus a split routine where you, are only focused on 1, maybe 2 muscle groups or movements for that day. If you miss a day in a split routine that's split amongst 4 or 5 days, maybe 6 days out of the week, then you're kind of like SOL, like, because you missed that day, right? So you have to wait until the following week to make up that work, make up, quote unquote, or you have to add, you know, that work onto another day, which makes your workout even longer. So I find for the women that I usually work with who are in 9-to-5s, who have families, you know, just living life every day. They're not athletes. They're just people who want to move, feel better in their bodies, get stronger, look better in their clothes, right? The full body workouts tend to work out the best for their lifestyle. Now, you may have a lot of time to train. You may have 4, 5, 6 days. You may just really love going to the gym, right? So maybe a split routine would work in that instance when you're really, really consistent going to the gym. And again, you have the time to dedicate to do it. Then you could definitely do a split routine. But what I found with, again, the women that I usually work with, that's usually not the case. They're usually very busy. They have a limited amount of time. So we need to maximize that training time. So full body workouts are how we do that. So a couple questions that you can ask yourself are, how much time do I have to dedicate to training? Do you enjoy going to the gym? Do you plan to be in the gym 5 to 6 days per week? If not, then we may need to reevaluate your approach if you are on a split routine. If you do want to do more of like a split plan, but you only have maybe like 2 to 4 days per week, like I was talking about, what I would recommend is an upper body, lower body split. So you're at least hitting, again, your full body when you train every week. So you can alternate days. You could do upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body, or 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 2 days off, whatever. but at least you're, again, hitting those major muscle groups at least once per week, but ideally twice per week. And you're kind of still on that split routine. So it's really not which one is better. It's which one is going to work the best for you. So, in my opinion, in my experience, it's the full body focused workouts. Not to say that you're doing every single type of movement in each workout, but that's, you're hitting pretty much your full body every time you train. I've found that those are the most effective and works the best for the population that I work with. But you know you at the end of the day, you know your routine, you know what you can commit to. It just comes down to being honest with that and then building your routine around your lifestyle. The next question that I got was about creatine and if I take creatine. The answer is right now, no. But I have taken creatine. I definitely highly recommend creatine. So creatine is a performance enhancement supplement that you can take, but creatine is naturally occurring in the body. Your body creates and makes creatine, and it is one of the precursors to an energy system that your body uses to move. So it's one of the first energy systems that your body uses. It's also used in explosive movement, so think like plyometric exercises or like Olympic lifting. Those very explosive exercises, creatine is a huge energy system that is used in those quick, explosive bouts of exercise. But I mean, your body uses creatine in any type of movement. It's like the initiator of movement. The only way I know how to describe it is it's like the very first energy system that your body goes to help you start moving, to produce cellular energy. Now, in terms of using creatine with your workouts, there's a large body of research around creatine and how it can help with your exercise performance, especially when it comes to lifting any type of resistance training, lifting weights. It helps with fatigue. It helps you push a little bit harder in your workouts. And it has been proven to be a very effective supplement as long as you are taking it regularly. And by regularly, I mean like every day. So you can definitely notice some really positive improvements in your performance, just the intensity you're able to endure and like how you feel in terms of recovery with your workouts. So I highly recommend it. I have taken it in the past. I'm not currently taking it right now because I just simply forget to take it. I do have some upstairs in the kitchen, but I just forget to take it. So it's definitely a supplement that I plan to take in the future. I'm just not training for like anything huge right now, so it's not like a huge priority to me to take it, but it definitely has some noticeable training effects if you do take it regularly. It is one of the few energy or performance enhancement supplements that I do recommend to people, or that I give like the green light to take, because of the amount of research that is behind the supplement and its proven effectiveness. So if you're thinking about taking it, just make sure it is the supplement company you're using is a credible company. They're third party tested, all those things. I did an episode on how to pick quality supplements. So if you haven't, I don't know what the episode number is, but there is, if you scroll back a little bit, it's not that far. It's not from that long ago. I did post an episode on how to vet your supplements. So again, if you're thinking of taking creatine or any supplement, definitely check out that episode. And the last question that I got was about a video where I was doing rotational Bulgarian split squats. And the question was really about like, what are those? Like, what was I doing? So I was doing, if I can find the video, I'll post it next to me. But basically a Bulgarian split squat is when you elevate your rear foot on a bench and then do a single leg squat, either with a dumbbell, you could do it body weight, you can do it with an external weight. The version that I was doing, I just added like a rotational component to it. So I was twisting my torso to the side as I was performing the lunge or squat portion on of the Bulgarian split squat. So that's basically what that was. Those are definitely even more challenging than a Bulgarian split squat. If you've ever done a Bulgarian split squat, you know they're already very challenging. But this just kind of ups the intensity a little bit by adding a rotation. I definitely felt more of a glute stretch by rotating to the side, and it was definitely more difficult to stand up. So if you've mastered regular Bulgarian split squats and you want to give the rotational option a shot, I definitely recommend. It's going to hurt for sure. But if you are struggling with balance, you're not really quite at a rear foot elevated Bulgarian split squat, you can do a rotational version of a split squat with your back foot on the floor as well. And that can add some challenge to the exercise too. So that was all of the few Instagram questions that I got. So hopefully that was helpful to whoever. The last thing that I wanted to talk about on this episode was what I'm up to in intuitive strength coaching. I do have something new coming down the pipeline in the next few weeks, so I do plan to open up a brand new membership. I originally planned to open this up at the beginning of the year, but the stars did not align for me when it came to the membership. So I do plan to open it up this fall in September, mid-September timeframe, so just in a few weeks. And I am currently just gauging interest on it to see if there's any interest in it. So the program is essentially, it's similar to some of the programs or some of the memberships that I've done in the past. So you're going to receive a monthly program, but it is different in that there's going to be a little bit more added onto it. So there's going to be the program element. So you're going to have your own profile where you sign in and log your workouts. But within that profile, there is, so the programming itself is more of like a choose your own adventure. So you're going to be able to choose the version of squat that you want to do, the upper body push variation that you want to do for that workout. It's all going to be laid out there for you. But the reason why I am programming it that way is to accommodate home workouts, gym workouts, and body weight workouts. So, and then of course, like progressions and regressions as well. So if you need something more challenging, or if you need to scale it back a little bit, there's going to be options for all of that within that program. And it's going to change. It's a 4-week program. On a monthly basis, it changes every 4 weeks, which is what I normally program and what I normally do. Anywhere between 4 to 6, maybe 8 weeks is where you want to stay on the same program before switching it up. I keep it at the lowest at 4 because workout boredom is a thing. So I just like to keep it new and fresh for you guys. So if you are looking for a program right now, this is definitely going to be something that you're going to want to sign up for to help you get stronger, to help you with your body composition, to help you get consistent with your workouts, right? Sometimes we just need a little bit of accountability when it comes to showing up for ourselves, when it comes to working out. This is a great way to do that, this membership. In addition to the program, though, I am offering some really sweet bonuses that I will get into as I get closer to announcing the official membership. But right now, I'm just gauging interest. Those who sign up first are going to get the best price for the membership. They're going to get the best bonuses for the membership that I have planned. And in addition to that, with the regular membership, it's going to be different than my past ones because I plan to do a couple coaching calls every month with anyone within the membership. So there's going to be a Q&A format coaching call, and then there's going to be a planning coaching call. So a lot of times with clients that I've worked with, whether private or group, there's a lot of obstacles that get in the way with getting our workouts done. My goal for this membership is to remove those barriers as much as possible. So whether you have equipment, don't have equipment, have a membership, don't have a membership, or a gym membership, whether you are very busy or not so busy, like, I have an answer for you inside the membership, right? Like, we are going to make the lifting workouts work for you in the best way possible. So if you're looking for coaching, accountability, a community of like-minded women who are focused on, you know, effective lifting based workouts, and you just would love a great program to follow, definitely sign up for the waitlist that I have linked below where you're watching or listening to this video, so that you are the first to know when I open up the program. I am only accepting a certain amount of people into what I'm calling the beta version of this program. It is a brand new program. So definitely get on the waitlist so you're the first one to know that when it's available. And yeah, again, you're going to get in at the best price, and you're going to get the most for your investment as well. So sign up for the waitlist. There will be a few emails that go out about it before I blast it out to social media and potentially all of Facebook with some Facebook ads. So yeah, that is what I've got coming up. The membership is called Thrive. I'm calling it Thrive, the Intuitive Strength Thrive Coaching Membership. So you get programming every month, fitness programming, lifting focused fitness programming every month. There are going to be options for conditioning as well. You get coaching calls every month, and then some additional bonus content, especially if you sign up for the beta. Okay, so I'm excited for it. I'm working on it now, and it's a lot of work, but I am excited to share it with you guys. So again, if you're interested in some coaching, some lifting coaching, definitely sign up below at the link below that I've linked underneath in the show notes or wherever you're watching this video. All right, so that is going to be it for this episode. Hopefully I provided some value to you. Again, get on the wait list if you're looking for some coaching guidance going into the fall. Get in the beta program so that you can start rocking your workouts and getting the results that you want to get from your workouts. I will post an episode next week. I'm holding myself to it probably for the next few weeks, and I may take a hiatus again. But yeah, that is it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I will talk to you soon, and happy training.